Chapter 4. Ellery's death made a big difference to Dwight. Surgical and physical skill could be exercised in a poor and primitive community only on a foundation of confidence and trust. Without that foundation, you were lucky if you exercised anything at all. In 2 weeks, more than half Dwight's patients disappeared from his doorstep or made excuses when he called. His visits to St. Anne's were at no time frequent, but he had one or two faithful patients there, and among them, a paying one too, was Mrs. Verco, the wife of the customs officer, whose youngest child he had pulled through an illness during the winter. On the day following the party, to which he'd not been invited, he paid them a visit, and was just in time to see Verco himself separating at the front door of his whitewashed cottage from a tall, fair-haired man with a fine cavalry moustache. Although plainly a gentleman, the stranger had not come by horse, because he strode away across the fields towards the cliff path. Inside the cottage, Clara Verco greeted Dwight. Hubert was not so well, she said, had vomited after his latest bottle of physic, and she'd given him no more. Hubert, looking papery and wasted, was brought forward into the sunlight falling through the open doorway, and Dwight cast a professional eye over him while pretending to admire his storybook. It was a new kind, cheaply printed in Plymouth on sheets of stiff paper with line pictures illustrating the history of Primrose Prettyface, and bound between covers of thin horn with a wooden handle. The first picture was of an angel, and Hubert had coloured the wings red. Dwight wondered if this was another echo of the Ellery affair, and if his draft was being blamed for some digestive upset. He said he would change the stuff, and poured some of it into a cup to examine in taste. While he was there, Jim Verco came back into the cottage for a telescope, and Dwight followed the direction in which it was pointed, towards a sail on the horizon. You could not but admire a man who persisted in his task in the face of bribes offered, occasional threats, and the social ostracism that came his way. Something of the unpleasantness Verco often had to meet showed in his bearded face. Dwight would have admired him the more if there had not been also...